The senior editor of the Jakarta Post newspaper says there's still hope that Indonesia's president might offer clemency to the two Australians on death row. Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran have had their execution for drug offences delayed until at least the end of the month. The Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has told the Fairfax Press today that she's been directly appealing to Indonesia's vice president, trying to smooth over perceptions that Tony Abbott's reminder of Australia's generosity after the 2004 tsunami might have been some kind of threat. She's also reportedly canvassed the possibility of Australia co-funding drug rehabilitation projects with Indonesia. Andy Bayuni is the veteran senior editor at the Jakarta Post newspaper. I asked him what most Indonesians thought about the impending executions.
I think the majority public opinion is for the execution to be carried out, not just against the two Australians, but I think it's eight others whose clemency had been rejected by the president, and therefore the execution must now take place. That's the majority opinion, but there are minority people in Indonesia who feel that the capital punishment should be abolished, and they have been fighting for this, but of course they seem to be losing out the battle in public opinion.
Would most Indonesians even be aware of the rehabilitation that Mayuran Sukumaran and Andrew Chan have by all accounts experienced whilst they've been in prison?
I'm sure they have, because this has been in the news, because a lot of the reports in the past 2 weeks have been about the two Australians, because you know the story is coming out from Australia, you know, campaigning from the government trying to save their lives. And there have been mentions about the rehabilitation process that have taken place. But I think the opinion is, nevertheless, they have exhausted the legal channels for reprieve, and the president has already rejected the clemency appeal. So there should be no discrimination if they have to be executed like everybody else, and they have to be executed.
Is it fair to say then that from the Indonesian perspective, whether or not a criminal has been rehabilitated really doesn't matter when it comes to the death penalty?
I think it does. It should. But I think because the public opinion is going with the president, if anyone should decide that there should be a clemency because these people have been rehabilitated, the president should know that and that he should make the decision based on that. And I think the Indonesian public is just going with what the president has said, that they have been refused the clemency, and irrespective of what stories they hear from the prison, again, like I said, the majority public opinion is going along with the president.
Tony Abbott's recent comments about Australia's generosity to Indonesia after the tsunami were described as threats by the Indonesian government. How helpful or not do you think those comments were in trying to seek clemency for the Australians?
Yeah, I think it was unfortunate the way it was played out here by the media in Indonesia. It was seen as a threat, but I think Tony Abbott clarified that it was not a threat, it was just, a reminder.
Has it been damaging to the case for clemency, do you think?
Not necessarily. I think it is not very much in the hands of the president and not so much in public opinion to decide whether or not to have the stay of execution.
What about the social media campaign Ban Bali? How has that been received by Indonesians?
I don't think we are aware about that campaign. I mean, there were stories about, I think, from the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop saying that Australians should not go to Bali if this execution takes place. And I think the people in Bali, of course, they are worried about it because they rely on the foreign tourists. And I think that's also the reason why the Bali governor has asked the government that the execution should take place not in Bali but elsewhere in Jawa.
Now that the executions have been delayed, is there hope, do you think, that clemency might again be a possibility?
Well, I think as far as the legal process, that's really the end of it, but there is always hope until the execution takes place. There is always hope for your reprieve. The president may change his mind. The court may take into consideration the appeals and the evidence that are being presented. There is hope. I would not give up any hope. There's still a chance for reprieve.
Andy Bayuni, senior editor at the Jakarta Post.